Keshkalim chapter 7, Mishnah 7, page 86. Allah melech valha etzim. On the salt and the wood, shia kohanim na'isnim bahim. The kohanim could get benefit from it. What we're still dealing with over here are the decrees of the Beth Din, the seven decrees of the Beth Din. And one of their decrees was that salt and the wood that was bought with communal funds, the kohanim could get benefit from it. They could use the wood to cook meat that they were allowed to eat, sacrificial meat, and they could also use the salt to salt the sacrificial meat. And the reason that they could do this, and it wasn't me'ila, is that because the Beth Din used the money to purchase the wood and the salt, so they purchased it on condition that the kohanim were allowed to use it. They like built the condition into the purchase. Vala para, and on the red heifer, shiloyim olim b'afra. The people donated money to the temple to buy these things,
yeah.
And then the temple treasures, as we saw.
Yeah,
but it's really them.
Yeah,
it's really under the auspices of the Beth Din. Vala para, the red heifer, shiloyim olim b'afra. The ashes of the red heifer. That the ashes weren't. If someone used the ashes, it wasn't me'illa. It wasn't using temple. Temple property, and the reason being, according to the Torah law, it definitely wasn't me'ila to use the ashes of the red heifer. But at some point in time, the Beth Din actually decreed that it was me'ila. It was a rabbinical me'ila because they saw people were coming to treat the ashes like with disrespect. They were using it for wounds. They were using it for all strange things. So the Beth Din decreed that it should be me'ila, and then at some point later, me'ila means temple property, and you're forbidden to use it.
Not like
and then at some point later, they saw that the kohanim were now becoming reluctant to use the red heifer ashes to purify people in a case where the person was doubtful tamei or not, because now the kohanim were figuring, well, if they really are not tamei, then we're transgressing over here because we're using the ashes of the red heifer for a purpose for which they're not needed. So then the Beth Din reversed their ruling and they said, okay, that we're now making the ashes not me'illah anymore. So there was no me'illah, there was no prohibition against using the ashes for things which were nali. Vala kinin apsula shir ba'ais mishel tzibur, and on the bird offerings, people who had to bring bird offerings, we saw before they put their money in the chest, then the kohanim would come take the money out the chest, buy a bird offering and offer it up on behalf of the person. So what happened if they bought a bird offering and it came out that the birds they bought were pasul? So then the Beth Din decreed that the money for the replacement bird was bought from tzibur money, from community money. Rabbi Yossi disagrees. He's a mesapek es hakinin, the person who paid the money for the bird offering in the first place, mesapek es hapsulos. They should supply the replacement birds. And the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi.